Hey, how's it going? My name is Byron Gonzalez. I'm here for the Independence 88.5 FM, and we're doing a special 88.5 live at home. Well, it's not at home. This is more at location. We're at the Gold Digger Studio here in Hollywood, East Hollywood, to be precise, because I used to live around here. But my name is Byron Gonzalez, and I usually host a show on 88.5 called Bilingual Sounds, which I play a lot of the Marias, and that's who I'm talking with today. So here we go. We got the Marias. The entire crew is here. How are you two? How are all you doing?
We're great.
Today?
Doing well.
Very well. I just had some hot Cheetos, so I'm feeling just top dollar.
Oh yeah,
how
we
are
were
you
talking
feeling?
About he's the hot Cheeto girl.
Yeah, I'm a hot Cheeto girl.
I'm doing well. I'm and so much better today for a Friday too, that I got to see you. I got to hear you live for a little bit, and congratulations on your album.
Thank
it is
you.
Beautiful. You co-produced it. You produced it. How was that? How was like having your hands in your album? How did it feel?
Whew, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Well, yeah. The day it came out, the second it came out, actually, I think we all just like couldn't really believe the amount of pressure that was on us, mm-hmm. as far as like just holding this album for 2.5 years, because it took 2.5 years from the last thing we released, and it felt really, really good when it came out, and that's still kind of where we're at now.
Yeah, you're still right in that high, huh?
Best moments of my life and worst moments of my life making this album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
It
always,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you two have any hand in with your previous album? Was this like a new venture for you?
No, I think we've both written, and he's taken the lead on production for sure, but I throw in, you know, my ideas, and yeah
I mean, it I think the credits are maybe a little different, but all in all, like from start to finish, it's usually roughly the same set kind of vibe when we write.
Mm-hmm. I love that it's a collaborative effort,
for
not
sure,
like a Tame Impala type where it's just one person and then
for sure
they'll correct. Take it away. I'm kind of curious. I'm always interested in this. What was like the first song that kicked off the album, in the sense that that's the first song you wrote and you're like, this is gonna be part of an album?
It was Calling You Back. I remember Josh sent me a demo after I left like an acting class, and I was playing it in the car, and I immediately called him, like almost like with tears in my eyes. I was like, this is like the direction that like we should go in for the album. And then we just sort of like fleshed it out together. And yeah,
we had other songs that are on the album written before that song, but I think once that one was written, we were like, oh, we have an album. Mm-hmm. now it's starting to feel like a real like project. Whereas before, it was just like, these are some songs that we have, you know?
Right, yeah, you just had it in your back pocket. You don't know what to do.
It's exactly.
Like, let's see what happens. Tell the universe, like, hey,
yeah,
what do we do?
And then Calling You Back kind of joined the pocket and was like, yo, everyone, get out. We got some. And we're like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
How did you two feel about that song? And then did you also feel like, yeah, this is going to be a great album?
Yeah, it was hard to tell from the initial demo because it was just like synth and drum machine. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. And then like we did guitars and stuff, I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to hear this come together. Yeah.
And for you?
Yeah, I think I heard a later version. I don't think I heard the earliest demo, but I remember hearing it and being blown away at the quality of the production. And
you're like, whoa, this is
crazy.
Super clean.
Yes.
That's awesome. I want to take a pause right now because you recorded some beautiful songs. Let's play a song that is my personal favorite. I've been playing it on my own show, Bilingual Sounds. It is All I Really Want Is You. So let's take it away.
Breakdown. I'm overworking till the sundown. Don't see the light inside my head now. I need to see you in my trip.
right? That was All I Really Want Is You, a special recorded version right here in on location at the Gold Digger Studios by the Marias, who just released a brand new album, their debut album called Cinema. It's a beauty. So my next question was kind of like, what song went through its most evolution?
I would say a song called Little by Little. Oh, okay. Or no, sorry. All I Really Want Is You.
Oh, the one that we could see? Intuitively, I played it, that.
Yeah. All I Really Want Is You. Or Un Millón, actually. They all really did.
They
all had
a big process.
They all had, there was one song, I can't remember which one it was, that had 45 versions of it.
Whoa.
Calling You Back.
Was it Calling You Back? Yeah.
I can't imagine like the
45.
Naming that on your computer every time.
It was just, yeah, it was just
final. Actually, final.
Yes, exactly.
for a little thing to come to our live show, we use version 45, I believe. There's a part in version 45. It didn't end at 45. There were more than 45.
Oh.
there's a version 45 that we are now using in our live set. So if you want to know what that is, you should come to see a show.
Why is that? Is it because there's a more extensive like guitar playing or piano playing?
It's
you're gonna have to come to the show.
Okay. Yeah, you have a whole tour lined up.
So, yes.
Yeah.
It's just something to make the live show a little bit more exciting, and it kind of picks it up.
I love that because sometimes I don't like just hearing the same thing I heard on my speakers, but your live shows, I've seen them. I saw you guys at the Ford, and it's just explosive. I like to call your live shows, and I was thinking about when you're playing earlier, you're like red velvet cake.
I love red velvet cake. It's my favorite kind of cake.
It's romantic, it's smooth, it's easygoing. That's your live shows. It's
red velvet cake.
Thank you. We're trying to add a little bit of paprika to that red velvet cake.
Paprika.
Just to make it a little spicy. Yeah.
Hungarian.
Hungarian, yeah.
Paprika surprises you in some dishes.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. A subtle paprika.
Yeah, that'd be cool. My next question, I was curious too, like what was the one song that kind of surprised you that your fans really liked that you thought were like, yeah, they'll like it, but not as much as you expected?
I didn't expect people to gravitate towards Fog as a Bullet. Okay. Yeah, that's the one for me, because I remember just writing it on the bathroom floor one night. Wow. And then the fact that it's on the album and that people like it is just really cool.
Nice. Did any other song surprise all of you?
The rest I feel of like, you? Sorry. Talk to Her. I mean, just anecdotally, my mom loves Talk to Her. And I go over every Sunday for dinner. And there have been a handful of times since the album has come out that I've seen on her phone Talk to Her stopped halfway through.
That's so funny.
But I feel also loves Talk to Her.
Is it because there's like a really good piano in there?
It's because I say Eddie is driving.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, here it comes.
and that's where she pauses it.
Yeah.
She's like, let me revel in this for a little bit. That's great.
I knew our fans would like Little by Little, but I didn't expect it to be like up there with the top plays on the album. That one almost didn't make the album.
No way.
But
that always interests me. Like,
yeah. In fact, I'd say like each song in the album had a moment where it wasn't gonna make the album.
Yeah.
Except for Calling You Back and Hush.
Yeah.
How about for you, Jesse? Did anything surprise you?
A lot of people have told me that their favorite song was Mice inside this room, and I was like, wow, I love that one too. But I didn't expect all these people to say it because, you know, it's a little more Radiohead and in seven timing and more complicated. But
maybe that's why we're complicated people.
Yeah,
it's true.
I want to take the second pause of the interview. Let's play Hush right now because I love that song. We've been playing it a lot on 88.5, so I know our audience will know it. Let's take it away.
Paws off my about it. Got you running in circles, I know. Get your paws off my door.
That was Hush by the Marias from their brand new album Cinema, and I'm joined by the Marias, as you've been watching here on location at the Gold Digger Studios in Hollywood. I got some interesting questions right now. If the other ones haven't been interesting, this will be. I know your album title is Cinema, mm-hmm. and you're cinemaphiles. I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I'm taking an educated guess. Mm-hmm. If this album became a movie, who would you cast?
Ooh, I would cast.
Oh, first, who are the characters? Are you? Would you be the characters?
No. None of us would be the characters. I think we'd be more behind the scenes. But I love Timothée Chalamet.
Bill Murray.
Mm.
So far, it seems like it's gonna be a Wes Anderson film.
I also love Natalie Portman. And Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, good choices. Did you guys have any choices? Jesse?
I was going to say Natalie Portman as well.
Is it who we love or who we could see in the movie? In
who you want? Movie. Like your dream
Penelope
cast.
Cruz.
Oh, yes.
Tony Banderas?
No.
Tony Banderas?
No.
He has to audition for it.
Yeah, he's going to have to audition.
Yeah.
Who was in Narcos? What was the actor?
Oh, Diego Luna?
No.
Oh, I love Diego Luna.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. I can see Pedro Pascal in this movie.
Yeah.
Nice. And did you, when you were making the album, did you have a movie in mind, or it was just kind of because your love for movies?
Yeah, just our love for film, and from start to finish, we wanted the album to sound like a movie, but we didn't have the movie in mind when writing the album or sequencing it.
Okay, I kind of felt like you wanted to, just from the music videos alone, kind of mm-hmm. like a Willy Wonka-esque, dark Willy Wonka. Yeah, yes. A little bit.
Love
a little
that.
Bit.
Willy Wonka's pretty dark.
Yeah, the new ones, right? The new ones.
All of them.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Oompa Loompas, they're enslaved.
I've never seen the movie, so I have no idea.
Okay.
Gene Wilder, he'd be another one. I would love to have, but like, Willy Wonka, Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
I love the song from Willy Wonka. That's the only thing I know of Willy Wonka. And the fact that I know it's in a candy store, factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, right?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. I have a sweet tooth. Whatever. Sweet tooth.
This guy has a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
He's got a whole mouth of teeth that are sweet.
Cavities galore.
Yeah.
I have never had a cavity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wish I could say that.
Yeah. I haven't gone to the dentist for 5 or 10 years.
Oh.
Wow.
So that's probably why you don't have a cavity.
You don't have a cavity. You're pretty regular.
That
you
don't know.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, I don't brush my teeth until I go to the dentist. I'm just kidding. I want to know, though, what are kind of like your guilty pleasures in movies?
Guilty pleasures in movies?
Yeah.
I think we have more guilty pleasures in TV shows. But
oh, for sure. I mean, I never got into reality TV until a couple of months ago after the album came out. We were all about to sit and watch something, and I wanted to watch, you know, something like beautiful and dramatic. I think it was like Three Colors Blue. It's a Keith Slavsky film. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, nah, let's watch Too Hot to Handle. And I was like, what is Too Hot to Handle? They're like, just, we'll play it for 15 minutes. If you don't like it, then we can turn it off and watch this super dramatic movie that you want to watch. And I was like, great. And 15 minutes into Too Hot to Handle, I was like, let's keep going.
we watched
almost the entire season that night.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It's addicting.
It's a guilty pleasure
for
sure.
Jesse?
Go to Eddie.
All right.
I guess my guilty pleasure would be 90 Day Fiance was really big.
Oh, okay.
In quarantine. And now F-Boy Island.
Oh, F-Boy Island.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
We're all about it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch any reality TV. Although they keep telling me to watch it, so maybe I'll come around to it one of these days.
It's addicting.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful.
Love Island. My little sister likes Love Island, Australia.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys seen the Australia version.
No, no.
I haven't either, so.
Let's take the final pause of the interview, sadly, but, you know.
All right.
I want to play Little by Little. Who just released a brand new album here for our 88.5 Live on location here at the Gold Digger Studio. Thank you for playing that beautiful song. I enjoy your album through and through. I have a few more questions before we end it. When are we going to hear Don Omar cover?
Oh my God. Ooh. I love Don Omar. One of my first concerts was a Don Omar concert, actually. And I love him so much. But a cover, No, that's Sioni Lennox. That's a great song though. But I'd be super down to make a cover to Don Omar. I think it would be really, really fun. Yeah. I think Kali Uchis did a cover of a Don Omar song at her live show, and it was great. So
we can't do it now.
Oh.
We can still do it.
Put it in the live show somewhere. That'd be awesome. I would like twerk to it.
I'll join you.
It's like a slow twerk. I think the last question, when are you going to have Maria play football with you guys?
Oh, man.
She has played with us before.
Before, yeah. Funny story, actually. We were in Pennsylvania, and we were all playing at this park, And there's kind of a tactic in football. I don't know if you play, but if you just run up to someone when they have the ball, they'll, unless they're really good, like really and like, you know, experienced, they'll kind of freak out a little bit. So there was like a ball that went up, and Gonzo, our manager, is like bigger guy relative to Maria. And she was about to get the ball, and he just like went, bah! And just like ran screaming.
Oh, no. Screamed in my face.
Oh, no.
And then I screamed and started jumping up and down, because when I get scared, I make noise, either clap my hands and scream or stomp my feet and scream. And in that case, I was just jumping up and down and screaming too, because I thought she something happened.
So loud.
I think I would too.
I mean, anyone would for sure.
Gonzo's coming at
you. And if Gonzo's running at you, forget about it.
Yeah, he seems calm and chill, but once he, like, I guess if you put him in a football setting.
Oh, yeah, no. No, no way. I think that was the last time you've played with us.
Yeah, I think so too.
Huh. Coincidence?
Coincidence, yeah. She's like, nah, no more.
No more.
Well, this has been a great talk. It's been great talking to you, and I wish you a ton of luck on your tour. It's going to be great, and you're going to be doing it until next year. So
yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And be safe and be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yay.